Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Jeff. Jeff is back. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia, to the last century, 1999 model he is, and we'll be celebrating his 16th anniversary coming up a little bit later in the year. He is the chief home officer, the author of Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's an award-winning journalist, and our good friend Jeffrey, welcome back.
Woo! And the crowd went wild.
That's right. Hey, they're growing. There's
the
wave.
And they said, turn that radio off already.
There's the wave right there.
There's the...
How's it going, Jeff?
It's going great. How are you, Jim?
Doing good. Hey, Jeff, you're almost as much of an old guy as I am. And you came up in the analog, what I call the analog days. I tell kids that my first technology was a ballpoint pen and a manual typewriter or carbon paper. You know, they some of them go woo, and some of them go, well, you know, aren't you dead yet? But but the other thing is, in the analog days, we organized ourselves different than we do in the digital days. But you're the kind of guy that came of age in the digital age, I mean the analog age,
right?
But you've also converted it very well, completely adopted and adapted to the digital age with regard to running your business. Talk to us about how you blended those two together.
Well, absolutely, and I think I don't mind saying I graduated college in the mid-80s, went freelance. I had a day job for a couple of years, and then went freelance as of 89, same year that you hung your shingle, you know, independent for the last time. And I think that one thing that I certainly started with a Rolodex and a little black book and you know, frankly, started with an old Apple IIc computer, which was one of the really early, wasn't the Macintosh early, but was one of the early sort of PC-type computers you could have in your home,
right,
or in your small office. And then I took it so far as in the transition into digital, as many of us did, to just like 2-3 years ago, I finally threw away those Rolodexes, and because there was nothing in there that, A, I didn't already transcribe over into my Google, my Gmail contacts, or B, I couldn't find in Google or in an online search, you know, what's Bob Smith's number again? You know, you type it in and there, voila, there it is. But one thing I've learned along the way is sometimes business happens too fast, or certain things happen or come too fast for you to, where digital just can't keep up. And I don't want to say I have an old style mind, but sometimes digital just can't keep up. So,
well, can I say this? You
absolutely
have an awareness of alternatives besides digital, and I think that's where I come into this thing, because if you've always had a digital option to organize yourself, then that's all you know. But you
right.
and I came aboard in the analog days, and we've fully adopted. I'm a high functioning digital guy. You're a high functioning digital guy. But if the digital isn't quite getting it, or if it's too slow or doesn't give us the presentation we want, it's instinctive for us to revert to the analog, and I think that's a benefit for people in our generations.
I would say so. I would say, and the point being, and where we're taking this is, this week I went out. I had so much, I don't want to say so much new work, but I had so much stuff coming across the transom by phone call, by email, that getting a place to put it where I could keep my eye, literally keep my eye on it, but also figuratively just keep watch over it, keep, you know, ride herd on it. Digital wasn't going to cut it, because I've used Evernote. I use, you know, the new Note application from Google, for example. And some of them just don't cut it. And in some, and so what I did is I went out and bought the older folk among us. Remember the old notepads that used to, you know, sit in the middle of our desk. They used to have a calendar, and it's like, you know, 18 inches by 2 feet.
Yep.
I went out and I bought one. I bought it blank. It's actually grit like graph paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I just jot notes on it. And it used to be timeless for me to use something like that, and irreplaceable to use something like that way back when I was, you know, before digital, that I just thought about it this past week. I said, there's too much stuff coming over the transom. I'm going to lose track of something. One of these lines is going to get away from me where I need to be on it. And it was as simple as buying this pad, opening up, putting it on my desk, which I have the space for it, and now I have notes jotted all over it, you know, and it's a matter of, like you said, having an awareness. The young whippersnappers out there who, you know, my kids' generation, my daughter's 23, you know, she's an old soul, she'll use pen and paper at
times. It's not just by what we're used to, I think it also has to do with the scan. You know, if you're okay with your scan only being digital, which if it's digital, that means your scan is very small because it's going to be in one of your devices, right? But see, I've got a calendar that is, I'm going to say 2 by 3.5 feet, hanging on the wall right beside my laptop. It's a 2015 yearly planner, a blue sky, has all 12 months, and in red in every month is somewhere I'm going to be.
Right.
And blocked out, so I can literally look over at that calendar, and in a half a second, somebody calls and says, "What about so and so?" I get an email, well, "Can you do this or can you do that?" I can look over at that calendar and instantaneously see it. It's handy for me.
Right.
But I like scanning. I like having a scan that big. Some of the younger people or people who really want digital, only digital, they're okay with seeing a smaller scan. What do you think?
It's whatever, well, talk to their ophthalmologist also in a very literal sense about how small we're reading now, and our devices are forcing our view down to 6-point type on a handheld device. But in all seriousness, it's your purview, it's your scan, it's how big is your horizon in a very physical sense. Look, I have a whiteboard on my wall that I write down on all my deadlines, but sometimes what I've discovered is, you know, that whiteboard, which is a little smaller, it seems, than the calendar you have, but it's probably 14 inches by about 25 inches. So, you know, hung on the vertical, and I'll write deadlines down, but they came too fast and furious for me.
Sometimes you've got to make an adjustment, but the good news is we've got analog and digital. Use whatever works. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.